T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
3 days of protest here, 7 in Minneapolis, and covering the story for CBS television is Jeff Pagaeus, who joins us live on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Jeff, good morning. Welcome to KDK Radio.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we've all had better days, but I look at you day in and day out in the heart of where this all began, and it is really starting to take a toll on the city and this country, and you've been right in the heart of everything that's happened in Minneapolis. What's the current situation a week later?
Well, they have been able to restore order. I mean, things have really settled down over the last 2 nights, and that has been important for this city. Over the weekend, you know, they beefed up the National Guard here, really changed their approach because, you know, they figured out that they were dealing with something different here. In fact, the state officials referred to it as a sophisticated network of urban warfare. So they really changed their approach, and it really settled down over the last couple of nights. And perhaps that's a sign of what's to come in other cities across the country.
And Jeff, yesterday some family members of Mr. Floyd arrived on the scene for the very first time. How emotional was that?
It was very emotional. You had a brother, one of the brothers, George Floyd, Terrence Floyd, who spoke to the protesters here and just urged them to, if they demonstrate, do it peacefully. Do it peacefully, because they said that's what George would want. You know, he was a big guy, and we talked to his girlfriend. He said, you know, he's a gentle giant. He wouldn't want violence in his name. And so that was the message that you heard from his brother Terrence yesterday, and I think it's had an impact here. And it is important that other people hear that message, because there are those who are obviously deeply impacted by what happened here to George Floyd, who want this to be a peaceful demonstration because they see eluding the arson as a real distraction from what is the true story here in their view.
We're with Jeff Pagaeus, CBS in Minneapolis. And Jeff, we've seen and learned more about George Floyd since he was killed a week ago. And one of the things I think people were surprised, you mentioned Gentle Giant. They've seen videos of him asking for young people to stop the gun violence. And a lot of what he had done or said seemed to be and resonate trying to help and be peaceful.
Well, exactly. And that's why when you look around this town now and you see all the destruction in the last 7 days, it just does not fit with who he was, based on what we found out. And so, you know, that the fact that things are calming down here is perhaps a true memorial to who he was, certainly who his family wants people to remember him as moving forward here. Because, you know, here again, I walk around this city, and as you noted, I've been here since the beginning. I saw how these things developed, these protests then turned violent, and who was behind some of the violence. To see how parts of this city look now, it is just breathtaking. You know, I used to live in Minneapolis about 20 years ago, so I know a lot about this city. And I just don't recognize it. I don't recognize I don't recognize it because of the violence that we've seen. Now, what I do recognize is how people have come together in some of these hard-hit areas with brooms, cleaning up residents who just, you know, they come out in droves, they grab their brooms, they grab shovels in some cases, and they are cleaning up. And that is the kind of image that is really heartening for a lot of people in this community. And for me, to see, frankly, as a reporter who's been covering this story from the beginning, you just, you know, you get so used to talking about the negative, it's really good sometimes to talk about the positive.
Hey, Jeff, the corner grocer who called the police over George Floyd's alleged use of that counterfeit $20 bill, is it still open? How have they been received? Is there any fallout for them calling the police?
I'm looking at it right now, and it's all boarded up. And yeah, there's been some fallout from him. I haven't talked to him directly, but the reports are that he regrets, getting the police involved. And I think, you know, if you look back at how all of that unfolded and where we are now, you know, all of this because of a forged $20 bill, allegedly, that's sad. That's sad that this is where we are now. And again, it's not just Minneapolis. It's all these other cities across the country. But when I'm asked about these protests and who's behind the violence and what is happening, and I've been telling people who are listening for the last week that there's you know, the Floyd case was the spark, but there are other elements, issues in these crowds of protesters that are fueling this unrest, okay? I believe, based on what I've seen, based on what I'm hearing from people at the time, you know, you've had the pandemic. People are cooped up in their homes. You've had, you know, the situation where you obviously have police-involved incidents. So you have that group of people protesting. You have this high unemployment right now. So people have time on their hands. And so you have all of these issues converging into one. And that's why I think we're seeing what we are seeing, not only here in Minneapolis, but across the country right now.
Yeah, it was the perfect storm to ignite this kind of rioting, which we haven't seen in this country since the death, assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King in the 60s. Jeff, we appreciate your time this morning, and you've done a great job for the network. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.